Social media is now in the business of trying to swat down misinformation, propaganda, and lies. I'm David Brancaccio. First, there was okay news about the job market, at least for the month just ended. The government said today that 638,000 jobs were added in October. Now, that is the weakest hiring since the terrible May, yet the unemployment rate fell 1% to 6.9%. That's still unemployment, about twice what it was before the pandemic. And there are new warning signs in this final stretch of the year, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
This recession is not like most others, says Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
I mean, we haven't had, at least since 1918, a pandemic-based downturn.
In the Great Recession, for example, manufacturing and construction jobs were hit hard. This time, those sectors have done pretty well. But jobs in travel, hotels, and restaurants, they're still way down. And now, with COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths rising, Baker says data on restaurant reservations show a sharp decline.
That's likely an indicator of people's willingness to go out, be in contact with other people. As the virus spreads, that's just going to get worse and worse.
There's also mounting risk as the pandemic drags on that what were originally temporary job losses will turn permanent. Wendy Edelberg at the Brookings Institution's Hamilton Project says that's especially true of service businesses, a lot of which are small.
Hundreds of thousands of small businesses are failing at about three times what would be a normal rate. That is no doubt one of the reasons why we're seeing so many people say that their previous jobs are permanently gone.
Even businesses that are doing okay in the pandemic still face a lot of uncertainty. Robert Frick is corporate economist at Navy Federal Credit Union. He says one big question is, will there be another round of economic stimulus from Congress to boost demand for goods and services?
From the businesses I talk to, not knowing has an effect on forecasting for the future, on orders, on hiring.
Daniel Zhao at jobsite Glassdoor says right now hiring is most resilient in warehousing and transportation, construction and manufacturing. Overall, Glassdoor's job postings are still down by 10% compared to last year, with hiring weak in education and government as tax revenues have fallen in the pandemic. And he says,
holiday hiring is below levels that we'd seen last year. There is still an open question about whether the rising COVID-19 cases are going to slow down the recovery further in the winter.
During the pandemic, when COVID cases are surging, consumer confidence tends to fall. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
In early trading, well, I wanted to say first that the S&P stock index went up 2.7% in the two trading days since the polls closed, but the S&P is down 0.6% this morning. The Dow is down 147.4 tenths%. The Nasdaq currently down 1.1%. Social media platforms have been stepping up their moderating operations amid election-related nonsense. Facebook just banned a group called Stop the Steal, formed to organize protests against Democrats, quote, stealing the election, an assertion based on no evidence. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Right, David, that group was rapidly gaining followers, more than 350,000 over the last day or so before it was shut down. Facebook says it saw worrying calls for election-related violence from some of the group's members. It also banned the Stop the Steal hashtag, and it's limiting the spread of certain posts that its algorithms determine contain political misinformation. Now, that's not nothing, David. It goes almost directly against Facebook's business model. It and other platforms are in the business of disseminating information, keeping people scrolling through posts as long as possible and selling ads around all of that. And yet, policing content has become the central issue of a heated debate in Congress over regulating social media. And now we're seeing these companies responding with more force with regards to misinformation and the potential for violence.
What about other social media platforms beyond Facebook?
Right. So they're taking action as well. Twitter has suspended Steve Bannon's account after he posted a video calling for violence against FBI Director Christopher Wray and Anthony Fauci. Since Election Day, Twitter also put about a third of President Trump's tweets behind a fact-check label. And Snapchat also took action against Trump's account that used a Joe Biden interview out of context to back up unsubstantiated voter fraud claims.
Nova, thank you. We continue to follow the attempts to track down 9 million Americans who are entitled to get those $1,200 pandemic checks from this spring and summer if they file for them before November the 21st. Hear ye, November 21st, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Search IRS Get My Payment. In Georgia, it's not clear yet, but there could be two runoff elections which could determine the balance of power in the U.S. Senate. That means more campaign money will flow. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
The stakes are so high in Georgia that candidates might raise more money than they can even spend, says political science professor Jeffrey Lazarus at Georgia State University.
Several hundred million dollars is a conservative estimate.
The candidates are likely to use that money to double down on TV and online advertising. And on voter registration, getting people to the polls. Scott Ainsworth is a political science professor at the University of Georgia.
Anytime there's a runoff in the state of Georgia, it's all about turnout.
Ainsworth says that's not easy. Enthusiasm tends to drop in runoff elections. And since many people already support a candidate, there aren't a lot of undecided voters that campaigns can target.
And now you're doing everything you can to persuade them to get registered, to persuade them to turn out. That's just a bigger lift.
Ainsworth says candidates are likely to focus their advertising and get out the vote efforts on people who voted for third-party candidates in the general election. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
And talking about weight gain during this pandemic year, my friend Michael says, why do you think they call it the COVID-19? Well, there's news today. Hershey's profits and sales handily beat expectations last quarter. The stock is up 3.5% right now. The company says people reach for small treats during this stressful period. I'm just picturing an entire country with chocolate smudges on our fingers and cheeks. It suits you well. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.